It is time now for The Innovators, a monthly segment designed to shine a spotlight on innovators and entrepreneurs in our community. Monthly segment presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development Office. You can find them online at open2.biz, and that's the number 2, open2.biz. Today we are joined in the studio by Jacqueline Boheeler, who is the founder of B3 Coffee in our area, another business that has a number on the website. B3coffee.org is their website if you want to go there and find out more. Jacqueline, thank you so much for being with us today. Hello.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell us about B3 Coffee. How did it get its start?
Sure. So B3 is a nonprofit organization that provides community-integrated social and work opportunities for people of all abilities. So essentially, we use the way that coffee brings people together to influence social change toward a more inclusive and equitable world. B3 has a variety of offerings, including weekly online and in-person social, pop-up coffee stands, which can be booked for special events, providing visibility for our team members, community programming in the areas of work readiness and life skills designed to support the transition to adulthood. And most recently, we opened a paid internship transitional employment model at our new coffee kiosk in the lobby of the Chapel Hill Public Library.
Awesome. Is that the permanent kiosk that you've got there in front?
Yes,
it is. That's awesome. Really cool. Where else might people have seen you before?
Probably at our pop-up events. We, you know, can pop up at conferences or teacher appreciation days or parties. So we're all over the place. So we like to get out in the community as much as we can.
The idea of inclusive businesses when it comes to hiring people with disabilities in particular, like that's something that I know a lot of businesses and starting emerging businesses in our area, a lot of them are really making an effort to do. What is it that got you interested in this particular business, the coffee business, but also that speaks to you about being an inclusive business in the first place?
Sure. So when I was an undergrad at UNC, I worked at Starbucks, and it was really a great job, honestly. And I just noticed the way that coffee brought people together. And I was also involved in a student organization at the time called Best Buddies, which pairs people together in one-to-one friendship, someone with and without a disability. And I noticed the way that was a little bit contrived, like you had to submit friendship updates and go to a certain number of events with your quote-unquote buddy.
Anything that involves friendship updates is going to be a little bit...
It was a little bit patronizing. And I just thought, you know, coffee is a way that we can facilitate encounters across populations that might not otherwise be exposed to each other. And that's how we can break down the stigma that surrounds disability or any other aspect of diversity. So that's really how it came about. We actually started through Best Buddies and then became our own nonprofit organization in 2020.
How, like we're talking about innovative businesses, what else about B3 is innovative, do you think? You like everyone else, have had to navigate the pandemic, so I assume there's innovations involved there, too.
Yeah. Well, certainly our online community has been something we never expected would emerge.
I like the pop-up model, too.
Yeah,
that's
the
really
pop-up
cool.
model. And also, I'd say our transitional employment model is pretty unique. We do not want our team members to stay with us forever. So, I mean, certainly as part of the community and the social aspects, yes. But we designed our paid internship program to be a short-term duration. So individuals with and without disabilities stay with us for the semester, and then we hope to connect them with employers in our community.
Awesome.
So our internship is really a way for them to explore their strengths and interests and support needs, and we compile all that information and share that with the employer if they would like, and hope to really maximize our impact in that way versus just hiring 10 people.
Very cool. Speaking with Jacqueline Boheeler, again, the founder of B3 Coffee, b3coffee.org, the letter B, the number 3, b3coffee.org is their website. Go there and find out more. They got the kiosk in front of the Chapel Hill Public Library, pop-up shops all over the area. How big is B3? Like, how many people do you have working with you?
So currently we have 8 paid interns with and without disabilities. And we also have a very large just community of people. And I'd say we have 80 active members of B3 who participate in the programming or the socials or the pop-ups. There's really something for everyone to get involved.
I like the phrase paid intern. Like, as someone who has been an unpaid intern, being a paid intern is a really cool thing. That's
yes,
as it should be.
Yes, absolutely.
What makes this community, Chapel Hill and Carrboro, a good home for B3?
Yeah, so in general, the community of Chapel Hill, Carrboro is very receptive to embracing folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities as valued members. And many families actually move to this area for the resources and services. But of course, there is still a lot of stigma to break down. And many disabled people see disability as an identity and a culture and a part of human diversity. And I feel like that's not really understood by the general public yet. And this is why B3 put so much emphasis on allyship training. So we want to ensure that non-disabled people in our community understand disability history, etiquette, language, and what it really means to be an ally. And that's part of our no hierarchy model, where people with and without disabilities work alongside each other. And the non-disabled person is not a supervisor or a job coach. It's truly collaborative.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Jacqueline Boheeler, starting to wrap up this conversation. We're about to get into next year, 2023. What does the year, or what do you hope the year holds for you?
Yeah, so we hope to one day offer many more programs that support lifelong learning and leisure and community participation. And eventually, one day, kind of our long-term goal is that we would have some kind of clubhouse or community center that would be a space where outside of work, what are people doing that's meaningful? And where is a place where you can go and feel a sense of belonging and community and have structured activities and social interactions? So that's our long-term goal, but we're taking it one step at a time.
And then finally, what else should folks know about B3 Coffee that we haven't said yet?
Yeah, I think folks should know that B3 is part of a broader movement, as you mentioned, toward inclusive employment. We're a partner on a project right now called Work Together NC that is building an inclusive employment coalition. And this coalition will provide training and networking and job candidates and recognition for employers who are interested in hiring people with IDD. So I highly encourage any businesses who are understaffed right now and needing a reliable workforce and a very talented, under-tapped population. I highly encourage reaching out to me if interested in getting involved.
And then just one last question. It's the most important one of all.
Yeah.
What are the three B's in B3 Coffee?
Is
one of them Boheeler? Is one of them your last name?
Definitely not.
Oh, no.
It's not
okay.
About me.
I'm way off. All right.
Yeah. So B3 stands for being, B-E-I-N-G, belonging and becoming. So we appreciate diverse ways of being, create spaces where everyone belongs using the way coffee brings people together, and strive to become better together through inviting diversity into our lives.
I love it. B3coffee.org is the website. They got the kiosk at the Chapel Hill Public Library, pop-ups all over the area you can find as well. Jacqueline Boheeler, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.